This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey there. Welcome back. Text Birch Gold 989898. You'll love them. I promise you that. I would get your gold and silver from them. And I think with their stellar reputation, there's ways to get $10,000 worth of free gold and silver. And they're updating this information all the time. So please, please text that number, that phone number, 989898, only six digits, and get some help in understanding what to do. I'm seeing more and more about regional banks. I'm seeing more and more about things that are coming down the pike this year. This would be a really good time. Really good time before that opportunity is lost to back what you've got with gold and silver. Remember in the drill, the federal drill in New York in 2021, we're getting digital currency in and cash is out drill. And the things that I noticed when I read through that were the fact that they said, oh, geez, in doing so, man, we lost basically people's money. We don't know what was in certain accounts. We just hope that works itself out. Oh, gee, we see so many problems transferring everything over. And I just don't want to see stuff get lost. So text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name, K-A-T-E, Kate. That's all you have to do. Do it real quick while you're on your phone. I really appreciate it. And let them at least give you that free information, okay? I have Uncle Milty here, and we were just talking. So you that movie or that show that you were watching, that's touching, yeah.
It was very. Yeah. But all of the stories are good, though,
yeah,
that are in this. I mean, if you want to learn about the history of the Westward Movement and California, that's a great show to sit down with your children and watch.
Yeah.
They're not long episodes.
Okay.
They're fairly simple.
Death Valley Days. Death Valley Days.
For the first few years, it had a guy called the Old Ranger was the host.
Uh-huh.
But Ronald Reagan eventually became the host of the show.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you bring up Ronald Reagan because we have this joke on the show, and it's like an inside joke, and it's actually nothing against Ronald Reagan. Actually, who doesn't like Ronald Reagan? He's hilarious. He was so fun, actually, as a president. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those were the days, right? I mean, we had problems during that time, but he had a sense of humor, and I think people generally liked him. But whenever we have a politician on the show, and I say, who's your hero? Who's the person you most admire in politics? And they go, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't know anything.
Yeah, the first question that comes to my mind is, you don't even know what he did, do you?
And the reason they say it is because they'll score brownie points with you and the constituent by saying you love Ronald Reagan. That's something everyone can agree on because even, you know, everyone agrees that, I mean, what's wrong with Ronald Reagan? I mean, you know, the personality of Ronald Reagan is what we're saying. And so we laugh every time because I'm like, so you haven't studied, you don't know any research, but you're running for office because somebody probably encouraged you to. Yeah. Okay. Now at least we know where we fall. And it really is not a slight on Ronald Reagan. It's more a slight on the person running for office because then I know they don't know anything. And then it just gets me. But I was thinking about, you know, this simpler time and those words, the Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds that it's impossible to make them conceive the one without the other. I love that. And I think that speaks to who we are as a people. I had a friend of mine send me a picture of herself in 1998. And she said, you know, she said, going back, she said, I was looking at this photo of me all those years ago, and she said, everything has so drastically changed that you would not recognize America if you were standing in 1998. And I'm going to agree with that. And I think it's the stupidity of the people. I do. I think that we are kind of naturally just the type that will go along with the masses. Or as my husband says, the asses, my asses. And we do what we're told to do. And we're very get along kind of people now. We used to be people that defended Christianity and liberty without a second hesitation. We used to be a people that could go into business. You could learn a craft. You could do something without all the regulation. We used to be a people that if you came to this country, it did not matter what your station in life was. We were the only country supporting this idea that you could come here and invent yourself. There are so many amazing things about this country that I don't want anyone to walk away for a second not realizing how magnificent that is. What our government has done to it, what they've done to us, and what do you think the reason is that it's so drastically different since the year 2000?
Propaganda.
Propaganda. That's the reason. Our media. I don't know of any news organization in the entire country, all the way down to local news, okay? I know what I'm talking about on this. There isn't one that isn't a wacko lefty loony. I'm not kidding. There isn't anyone that runs a news organization in America that's not a total, was a mask-wearing lefty that gets there, that exalts the AP on a pedestal. Not one. And AP is known to lie to you every day. So it's amazing that that's all of our news, all the way down to local news, always a whack job running it, right?
Yeah. There's a good meme. Yeah. It says, movie idea. A bully from the 1980s time travels to the present to a school with diversity and inclusion.
I want to see that show. I want to see that show. No, I do. I want to see that movie. Oh, gosh. We were glorious people coming over here and realizing that we could work hard and totally unchained from anything. And we didn't have welfare and you didn't have all those things. How did we make it? How did we possibly make it? I'll tell you how. We worked.
Yep.
We worked hard. And we did things the proper way, actually. Churches helped people out temporarily. Nobody just came in with
The thing about it
direct
is
payment.
When you work hard and you're mm-hmm. allowed to keep the fruits of your labor, mm-hmm. working hard is fun. When you work hard and the government takes 60% of what you work hard for, yeah. it's no longer fun. They right. take away the drive, the incentive.
Yeah. Yes.
And they've done a good job.
They have. They've made us lazy and they've made us people that our whole idea of liberty now is doing the lever on a voting machine. That's it.
Yep.
Like you show up twice a year, you show up once a year. That's it. You've done your part. And as far as Christianity goes, our idea of that now is basically told to us by the media, which means you are a judgment-ridden, dumb country person that likes their firearm. I mean, it's ridiculous the lies that they sell us and how they couch somebody that's a Christian now. So we have a lot of work to do, and I know you know that. It's like it sounds redundant if I even say it out loud. But we have to start somewhere, and it's going to be through good education about what we're up against here. I there's only like two people in all of government that I could even want to listen to at this point. It doesn't even mean they do everything great. It just means that they're worth at least their salt a little bit. Everyone else is a fake. Everyone else is there as a placeholder. Now, we got to figure that one out. We'll be right back. I want to talk about the WHO treaty and how to stop it. Let's come up with some solutions. The WHO pandemic treaty. Good grief. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.